as we continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach to discuss the halachas of a chashud, even though we're learning, we already spoke two shiurim, how strict we have to be regarding a chashud, but let's say you want to bring into your home a chef who is not religious, but it's in your house and you're there. The halacha is you don't, the Shulchan Aruch Sim Kuf Yutes Sif Gimel teaches us that we need not worry that the person, that this individual is going to bring non-food, kosher food and non-kosher ingredients and switch them with the kosher food and the kosher ingredients that you serve him. Because as the Shach in Sif Ches explains, that even though we learned that somebody who's chashud, if you have an individual who's chashud, you may not purchase food from him. However, that's because it's in a situation, and he's not neman. He's not trusted to say that the food is kosher. That's where he prepared the food by himself, and we need to rely on nemanis that he tells us the food is kosher. And since he's not personally observant, he doesn't have that level of nemanis. But when he's cooking in my home, then it's different. Moreover, you could have, as the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Dalid, and very much based on our Gemara, where our Mishnah, where our Gemara teaches us, HaChosha li yismaycha truma l'shem chulen, ein loichem mena afil mayim melech divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that somebody who is nechshad, that he says that he's selling food, and he claims that the food is chulin, and the food is really truma. Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to even buy from him water or salt. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol sheyesh bo zikas truma. Any food that there can be concern is truma. The halacha is ein loichem menu. You're not allowed to buy from him. But any other food, according to Rav Shimon, you may buy from him. And that is indeed the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. That the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is like Rav Shimon, that if it's food that I have no reason to think that he does anything wrong, even though there's other food I have to be concerned, the food that I have no concern I could buy from him. Unless, says the Shulchan Aruch, where we see that this individual, besides not being careful, also tries to trick people. We learned in our Gemara where there was this individual who used to sell non-kosher meat fat, claiming that it was kosher meat fat. And he used to try to trick the children of the butchers to bring him that non-kosher fat. There, by such an individual, where the person is not just not trustworthy, but he's dishonest and he does these kind of tricks, such a person, we can't buy anything from him. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hei teaches us, Sif Simon Kuf Yudal Tes, that somebody who's choshed on an Issa Chomer, that he's choshed to do something which is a more serious Aveira, certainly he's certainly choshed on a Dovah Kal. However, the Pais can point out that's only just because something is more chomer or more kal in the halacha doesn't mean that it's necessarily more chosher or kal. What do I mean to say? There are certain things that people treat stricter than other things, and I may consider it more serious, but you may not necessarily consider it more serious. So, or the world doesn't consider it more serious. Every mitzvah has its mazel. So there we don't say, just because you're choshed al davar chomer, you're choshed al davar kal, or vice versa. Certainly, I saw from the Sefer Chelkas Binyamin, Sif Katan Lamed Vav, that somebody who eats nevela l'teyavim, he eats non-kosher meat, even where kosher meat is available, such a person is considered that he has no regard at all for the halachas of kashrus. And since he has no regard at all for the halachas of kashrus, he's not neman under any circumstances. Somebody who's choshed to sell something that's not kosher, claiming that it's kosher. So this person is not just a person who's not observant. This person is a liar. And such a person, the Paiskim say, we can't rely on under any circumstances. If somebody, the Shulchan Aruch and Sevav continues to discuss, what is the halacha of somebody who was choshed and he did tshuva? So our Gemara discusses it, and our Gemara quotes the pasuk tshuva banim shavivim. We accept the tshuva of every Jew, and therefore we now could trust him. However, let's say you had a person who was choshed on two different foods, and he did tshuva. And because he did tshuva, as we just said, he's not considered a choshed anymore. And then we see that one of the foods that he was choshed on, he's not being careful about. So once we see that this person's tshuva was not sincere, because on one of the items that he supposedly did tshuva on, he's not being careful, so then the halacha is that we can't trust him on anything again. And the Chalkus Ben Yamin in Sifkat Mem Gimel explains, since the person, he says, this halacha applies even if the two foods are two different types of isurim. Moreover, even if the food that I saw him now not being careful on is a smaller isur than the other food that I didn't see him go back on, it doesn't make a difference. Once we see that this person fell back from his Kabbalah, fell back from what he accepted upon himself to be careful, now we can't trust him anymore. The Shulchan Aruch goes on to discuss that even if somebody's a chashud, we can't trust him even if he makes a shvua that the food is kosher. But the Shulchan Aruch differentiates between two types of shvus. If the person is a choshed and he swears the food I'm giving you is kosher, that shvua we don't accept. But if he's going to make a shvua that I'm going to do tshuva and I'm no longer going to eat or serve that non-kosher food, then he's not considered a choshed anymore. Not only does this halacha apply, says the Shach, in Sifkat Mincha Beis, on a food that a person's a choshed, we can't trust them under any circumstances, with a shvua, even with a shvua. Not only does this apply by a food that's osam midaraisa, but even by a food which is osam midrabanan, we can't trust them. There are paiskim that do want to say we could be more makel by stam yenam, but we aren't so ready to be lenient. However, the Paiskim do say, let's say you have a person who's not careful in the halachas of stam yenam, but he is careful that when he himself makes kiddush or havdalah, he'll only use kosher wine. So now you come and want to buy wine from him for Kiddush and Havdalah. Since he's not Nechshad Loisadover, he himself would never use non-kosher wine for Kiddush and Havdalah. I could trust him when I tell him specifically that the wine I'm buying is for Kiddush and Havdalah. I could trust him and buy such wine from him. And the reason the Paiskim Mamekel is a combination of two factors. Number one, Stam Yenam is not Osam Deraisa. Stam Yenam is only Osam Derabonam. And number two, because Choshed, the Dov of Kal, Choshed for one, doesn't necessarily make you choshev for other. So he's maybe choshev not to only drink kosher wine, but he is only uses kosher wine for kiddush avdolah. So since he's careful for that, we can be sure, we can be comfortable in relying on him for the wine that we're buying for kiddush and avdolah.